I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, February 27. Coming up, National Emergency Communication Network to be established. JCF urges commuters to be vigilant, and PIOJ projects positive economic outlook for first quarter of 2017. The news in detail after the break.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in St. Anne and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the St. Anne's Bay Tax Office on February 27 and 28 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
Now the news. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is urging commuters to be vigilant when taking public transportation, particularly taxis, in light of the recent abduction cases being reported on the island. Commanding Officer of the Traffic and Highway Division of the JCF, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, says citizens must pay attention to the drivers they're riding with and avoid taking unlicensed vehicles.
In light of the situation we are currently in, from a criminal perspective, I don't want you to just settle your mind and just relax your safety and preventative measures from the perspective that, oh, this car has a red plate. There are still other things that you need to look at and to be certain. For one, for persons to be far more alert towards your own safety, because, you know, things are happening out there.
SSP Allen says the JCF remains committed to maintaining public safety and citizen security. He was speaking at a JIS think tank session Monday. In the meantime, the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, says motorists should maintain a level of discipline and compliance on the roads to facilitate a safe and efficient transport system. Commanding Officer of the Traffic and Highway Division of the JCF, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, says indiscipline is a major challenge on the roads.
There's a culture of indiscipline that we are treating with. And so whilst the police will never be able to be on every corner and on every corridor, you realize that compliance in a lot of respect only occurs where you see the police. Everybody tone down to the required speed, put on seat belt and all that. So soon as they pass.
In response, the JCF says it's unrelenting in its efforts to tackle indiscipline and ensure road safety. In response, the JCF says it remains unrelenting in its efforts to tackle indiscipline and promote road safety. A national emergency communication network is to be established to strengthen early warning systems for disasters at the local level. The project will be undertaken in collaboration with the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, will lead the initiative with grant funding from JICA. In addition, sub-community early warning systems are to be developed and rehabilitated by the Water Resources Authority following the receipt of grant funding. Executive Director of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, SEDIMA, Ronald Jackson, says countries in the region must remain steadfast in their effort to develop robust, people-centered early warning systems.
SEDIMA and many of the regional stakeholders remain committed to the aspirations of advancing early warning systems as a means of achieving community resilience.
Mr. Jackson was speaking at a recently held post-evaluation workshop for Phase 2 of the Caribbean Disaster Management Project, CADM-2, in Kingston. In the meantime, Ambassador of Japan to Jamaica, His Excellency Masanori Nakano, says his country remains committed to partnering with Caribbean countries to help build disaster resilience using its own experiences. And the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is projecting a positive economic outlook for Jamaica for the quarter ending March 2017. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says this is based on the increased productivity demonstrated in several sectors, chief among them the goods and services industries.
The short-term prospects for the Jamaican economy are positive, based on 1, the continued strengthening of productive activities in both the goods-producing and services industries, led by strong growth in the agriculture, forestry, and fishing industry.
Dr. Henry adds that the performance of the construction industry is expected to be bolstered by efforts to accelerate the implementation of road projects under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. Real gross domestic product GDP growth is expected to be 1-2% for January to March 2017, while expected GDP growth for the calendar year is within a similar range. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.